Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. There is a growing memorial outside the student union on the campus of Florida State University in Tallahassee, where two students were shot and killed and four others wounded yesterday when police say gunman Phoenix Eitman opened fire. ABC's Faith Abube.
The investigators say the suspect ignored repeated commands to drop his weapon, forcing them to shoot him. He's now in custody in the hospital being treated for non-life-threatening injuries. He has refused to speak with investigators as they try to uncover what allegedly led him to this deadly rampage. This campus is closed and the victims are painfully waiting for some answers.
Maryland Senator Chris Van Hollen says he has met with Kilmer Abrego Garcia, the man wrongfully deported and now detained in El Salvador. Van Hollen says he does intend to keep fighting for Abrego Garcia to get his rights to due process. The state of New Jersey has filed a lawsuit against social media app Discord, claiming the platform recklessly exposes children to graphic violent content. This is ABC News. Hours before a resentencing hearing for the Menendez brothers, the Los Angeles district attorney has thrown a curveball.
In a last-minute move, LADA Nathan Huckman arguing the judge needs to see the state parole board's new risk assessment of the brothers before deciding if they should get a reduced sentence for the shotgun murders of their parents.
We believed it constituted additional facts that the court should consider in deciding whether or not the Menendez brothers do pose a risk of danger to society.
Inside, a frustrated Judge Michael Jessic rubbing his face, saying he needs to ask the governor's office for clarification about whether he can use the report, adding, this is stupid.
That's ABC Chief National Correspondent Matt Gutman in Los Angeles. Federal judge branding Google an abusive monopolist for illegally exploiting some of its online marketing technology to boost its profits. That ruling coming on the heels of another court decision that concluded Google's search engine is stifling competition. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Mike Starr joins us here on Nightlight.
Your timing, good fellas, Mike. What you just said was an ad-lib to De Niro. He's like security, and you're saying, you're looking at him.
Well, that whole scene was improvised. And Paul Hip, he said, make sure you don't call it ad-libbing. It's improvisation. It was quite a process that Martin Scorsese put us through over a few days that it would come out like that. It wasn't just like, hey, how you doing?
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Carmelo Anthony for The Bail Project.
Bad news, you've been arrested. Good news, your innocence is proven guilty. If you can pay your bail, good news, you go home to wait your trial. If you can't, sorry, you go to jail to wait. But sure, you still presume innocent. But since you can't afford bail, you've lost your freedom. That's not right. And that's why The Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting the in-cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
The Bucks head to Indy. I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NBA playoffs, game one. The Pacers host the Bucks tomorrow at noon. Damian Lillard back at practice. Just 4 weeks after being diagnosed with a blood clot in his right leg. How did he look? Head coach Doc Rivers.
You know, we didn't go a lot live today, but he was in practice throughout practice today. You know, and now we just got to see where he's at physically.
Baseball, the Brewers opening a three-game series tonight against the A's at American Family Field. The NFL draft coming up next week in Green Bay. How's the Packers roster? Mark Murphy.
You know, it takes a while for young players, even really talented ones, to really figure out the NFL. And usually by their third, fourth year, they're really, you know, really understand the game. And I know Brian, I think, has made some comments about we need to start competing for championships. And, you know, we're the Green Bay Packers. We, you know, it's all about winning championships.
That's Packers president Mark Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. After going into space thanks to Jeff Bezos' Blue Origin company, Gayle King has received quite a bit of backlash from her friends and colleagues and various celebrities. According to Variety, King addressed criticism that the flight was expensive, a self-indulgent publicity stunt, and pointless by saying Bezos' company is just trying to figure out a way to harness waste here on our planet and put it into space to make Earth better. The jury is still out on how many bags of trash they took, but it doesn't matter because in a related story, no one believes her. In case you're wondering how much participation participants paid to go into space through Blue Origin. Speculation is that there is a $150,000 payment for the reservation, but the actual trip might have cost millions per person, and maybe even more for Lauren Sanchez, who probably had to buy extra space for her lips. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
It is going to be mostly cloudy with scattered showers or even an isolated thunderstorm today. A couple of isolated stronger storms are also possible, so be weather aware today. Our high in the mid-60s. Tonight, we're going to drop to 40. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 55. Easter Sunday, partly cloudy with a high of 51. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 49.
The Dr. Kristen Lierley Show.
This week, we are talking with Emmy Award-winning journalist and Green Bay gal Kelly Peterson and Lana Nyland, founder and CEO of Ukrainian Patriot.
Saturday and Sunday afternoons at 3 on WGBW and WISS.
A new choice. The Fox Valley's real news and great conversation. WISS.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Good morning. Happy Friday to you. It is a beautiful Friday morning. It is, okay.
Right?
I'm going to say, since October, this is the first time Todd has put up 50.
No. Oh, yeah, I think you're right. Or was there one last week?
To begin the day?
To begin the day.
Oh, no. I don't think so.
All right, well, this will be it.
This is it. There you go.
This is it.
Thank you, Todd. Right. He's got it up here. It is 50 degrees today, 50 in Green Bay, 48 Appleton, 50 in Oshkosh. What the hell's wrong with you, Appleton? Seriously?
48?
Why don't you pick it up a little
Get
bit?
Get in the game.
Come on. But, come on.
Yeah, that's you walk outside. It's great.
50 little, everywhere else. Boring. Appleton, 48. Oh, sucks to be in Appleton today. Wow. I'm sorry.
We love Appleton.
Just throwing it out there. Yeah. What's up, Appleton? Cloudy with showers and possible storms. Thanks
Did you hear
that
last night?
I heard the thunder. Yeah, wow. That was like crazy thunder. Yeah, it was. Right in the middle of the night.
Yeah.
But it's a nice morning. It's like no wind out there right now. Just mild.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. That was great. It's
nice. Get out there, people. Yeah. Get out and walk. I did 4.5 miles this morning already.
Oh, jeez. Don't. What? Drove around.
You don't know that.
But did you see today?
No.
No. Exercise day.
Oh, okay.
So today, we'll get to that, yes.
Yeah.
But I'm just
today
saying that is the right day.
Animal Cracker Day. Overrated.
They're
the most boring things.
Those
the
are
worst.
Awesome.
Oh, my God.
In that little box with a little string
I like
on.
The box. I like the string. Right. I like that part. But the actual crackers.
There's something that, no doubt, the packaging is
that's
more expensive
the whole
thing.
Than
the ingredients.
You had to put peanut butter or butter or something on Animal Cracker. Nobody liked once your taste buds evolve,
maybe.
Nobody likes eating an Animal Cracker. It's like, have a host. Thanks, Johnny. You know what I mean?
It's not quite that bad, is it?
Pretty close.
Oh, when they went to the Wheat Host.
It has the same nutritional and taste value as a hosted there's communion.
There's a little sugar
there's
to it.
Nothing.
Right? There's a sweetness to it.
No, it's not.
Cereal. Well, you bet there is. Anyway, yes.
Well, there isn't.
But today, it's a good day. You're right. Get out there today. This is start your exercise program today.
I don't need to start it. I've already been
you're
on
way,
it, Jim.
You're way in it. Wait, yeah, it's right.
218.4. 218.4. I got my thing on again, Tom.
Yeah, Tom. Yeah,
Todd. Todd.
Got Vicky here. LFG, we made it to Friday. I go, hello, Michael Friedman. And Madison says, yeehaw, see you at the hoedown tonight.
That's going to be fun.
Nicholas Bay is watching. I can't be there just for all the people.
I know
a lot of people bought tickets hoping to see me, and I can't.
Yeah, it's not the great band we're going to have.
I got two things that are bad. I got a 3.5-hour oral dental surgery coming up on Monday, so I can't eat anything good for now. okay, to aggravate it. And I, there's no way I could stand on those cement floors.
But there's tables and chairs, though.
I know, but you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just hang. I couldn't do it. I'd have to sit. I'd be that old guy that has to sit. Yeah.
Michael, I'm going to be at your
Michael!
Table. I wore my
my God! We got to see this, people. You got to see this.
I got to get a picture right now.
Okay,
I wore.
I'm disputing what he says. He says they're rattlesnake. I don't think so. I think they're python.
All I know is they're old,
but they're cool.
Yeah,
this is the only time this will ever happen.
Yeah,
this is the only time I'm ever gonna say those are cool. Something you're wearing, I'm gonna say is cool. Jim is wearing he says they're rattlesnake skin boots for the heat. Hold on, I don't think they are. I think they're python.
So anyway, this is gonna be fun, and I had this great hat
Cowboy
that I bought.
Dave, Cowboy just, Dave,
yeah,
Cowboy
there you
Dave,
go.
Cowboy
go.
Dave. If you're listening, Cowboy Dave knows every type of boot that there is.
All right,
take a look at the picture. Tell us what Jim is wearing.
And I've got a pair of eel at home. I was gonna wear those.
Eel are cool too.
Yeah, those are.
Jim actually looks really cool this morning. He's got some jeans on and the cowboy boots.
I don't know who he is.
I don't either.
I don't know who I'm sitting next
Jim,
to.
But Jim, I got
to
tell you, I like this Jim a little bit better.
Who is this
black shirt on. I got a black shirt.
He's badass.
Yeah, that's right. Today.
It's like sitting next to Garth Brooks in there, isn't it?
And I'm looking.
Absolutely.
So I went to last year I went to the.
Hey, Matthew McConaughey. How's Texas?
Unity Hospice auction, and I bought a Brett Favre football and a black cowboy hat, and
the cowboy hat is
MIA, so I've been looking all
Somebody
over.
Somebody stole that.
I know.
Somebody legitimately in this studio.
Well, here's the thing. And first of all, Mino, you've worked in radio a long time.
Yeah.
You never leave anything at a radio station because it's not usually the staff. It's a
somebody,
cleaner. It's a,
absolutely no question.
And it was on the coat rack, so very easy to walk out.
The whole time?
Oh, right out here.
Right there. Yeah. That's forever.
Well, my German hat went missing, too. I had that German hat.
You're right.
See, the other, very easy to pick that up and walk out.
If anybody takes my bayonets, I'm going after them.
Anyway, so I got to find, I'm going to go get one today, I think.
All right, I'm going to put the picture of Jim's boots up on
Please
our stream
do.
Now.
This is a whole new Jim. I'm a little intimidated. Look at this.
That is them.
I say, Cowboy Dave. Cowboy Dave, those aren't rattlesnake. So, those are python, correct?
Anyway,
the only reason I'm saying that is python are like twice as much more expense-wise.
Those things are, these.
And
these boots are 30 years old. I bet you they're.
I know that. I used to wear cowboy boots. 40. I lived in Arizona. I wore cowboy boots.
You still
but
have
I
them?
Think I'm. No.
These things don't wear out.
No, they don't. But I think expense wise, it was eel, ostrich, rattlesnake. No, eel, ostrich, python, rattlesnake.
I don't. People can weigh in, but I think ostrich is the most expensive. They were back then.
I think eel was.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
There's a lot of ostriches out there in the world.
It has me pumped up. I'm going to start wearing
me
my
too.
Boots.
You got some?
Yeah, I've got
cowboy
some.
Cowboy boots?
Yeah, just some plain old boots I bought down in Texas.
They are so
animal skin?
Comfortable.
No, just plain old boots.
But Todd said, are those comfortable? I'm like after 5 minutes.
Once you get them on. Yeah.
Right.
I wore cowboy boots for probably 5 years.
We got a text.
Okay, here we go.
I got to pull the.
What's
it'll take
wrong
me
with
just.
Our
oh, he's got to edit them. Come on, it's 6:13.
I don't understand.
It's good. Okay.
So my weird people followed me to here
it's
after
good,
all these
it's
years.
It's Good Friday. Yeah. It's 6:13.
It's
and he has
good
to edit
Friday,
it.
People. Think about that.
Okay,
I'm going to honor the Easter Bunny.
I'll show you guys.
Right.
He wants. We got this text in from Terry. He said he wants to know if this is what Jim looks like this morning. Hang on. I gotta move it over for you guys.
Terry. Terry, you're kind of pretty creative at this time. Wow. I don't have a mustache. Oh, okay, funny. All right, let's move on.
I mean, not that far off.
Really? I mean, look at that guy.
I bet your legs are that hairy.
Too bad. Yeah.
Thanks, Terry.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh.
Oh, okay, Terry. What the hell's wrong with you, Terry?
No, that's
really,
great.
Seriously. I mean, come on, Terry. Yeah.
I'm sorry. This is a great Friday already.
I'm
sorry. Cowboy Dave says, I never got into exotic boots. It's more about the maker as to what good boot is mine.
Oh, okay.
These are all right. Cowhide.
Because some people are real serious about what they wear with their cowboy boots. Wow. I mean, that's like a status symbol.
Michael Friedman says they look like armadillo boots.
They might be armadillo. That's the other one I was thinking of. I knew there was one other one. They might be armadillo.
I will,
but they're not diamondback rattlesnake.
And you remember? Do we ever resolve if it was David White Hurst's store that I bought him at? Remember I told you
I bought him.
And you said he had a store, but you guys
I didn't know that though. David White Hurst got cut the first year in training camp. The first year I was, so I never really knew David White Hurst.
Okay, it was his store I bought him at. That doesn't help.
I don't
anything.
Think he owned a store, did he? I don't know. I don't know.
It was a Packer player. Been before I know that.
In the mall that you tore down, right?
Yes. Jeez. That was the only store that made any money.
Just a frame of reference.
It was that 1 year.
Frame of reference.
Yeah, I think it had a lifespan of 3 years.
We used to give out gift certificates for our Packer players to Paulo's. Remember Paulo's leather store?
Yes, I do.
And you know, I was so broke. You know what? People don't understand this about TV. I was doing 6 and 10 TV anchor. Mm-hmm. I was doing the Lynn Dickey show. Mm-hmm. Packer post-game show. I was doing all that stuff, okay? And I was so poor, I was making so little money that if a player didn't show up, I would use the gift certificate, and that's what I use for Christmas presents for my family. Isn't that ridiculous?
Something else you don't know about radio. Exactly.
So you get paid so terribly.
Broadcasting. Oh,
broadcasting.
My gosh. We used to get, honest to goodness, we would, you know, we'd get like burger sandwiches at Hardee's or something like that to give away. And sometimes the boss would even say, hey, thanks for all your work. And that was your little bonus, was the free stuff the station
When
got.
At my first job, I qualified for food stamps. I was working full-time probably about 60 or 70 hours a week, and I qualified for food stamps.
Did you know, though, that the perception wasn't that at all?
Yo, everybody thought, oh, of my course. God.
Oh, right. You knew that. I was wondering how you perceived.
Yeah.
All right. Because I think people looked at you guys as, you know, not movie stars, but close to it.
Well, you'd think that with the status of the job or whatever, right. You know, but I was making $21,000 a year as a sports director.
And you had kids?
And I had two kids.
Oof.
$21,000 a year. And everybody thought I had it made. I was making, you know, whatever. $21,000 a year. That's how terrible the pay is in broadcast, or used to be in broadcasting.
Yeah.
Is it better now?
I think if you're an anchor, maybe there's a little bit more money. But if you're a reporter, it's not.
No.
You're busting butt.
Yeah. In Twin Falls, I was anchoring 6 and 10 in Twin Falls, Idaho, $9,600 a year.
Oh.
Yeah, $9,600 a year. A year as an anchor, as a sports director. I could have gone right back into the mines and made
$18,000,
$19,000. Right. Yeah. Yeah. So I'm not trying to say, woe is me, because I chose that job.
Right.
I'm saying is people would be, when you see somebody on TV, or at least you think, oh, man, they're trust me, they are using food stamps type thing. It's unbelievable how terrible the pay is.
But they're doing that in hopes of.
Right. No question. Right. No question.
So I do have a couple of pair of tickets to give away for tonight's Honky Tonk Hoedown.
Outstanding.
Boots, brims, and bourbon.
Hey, folks, just for the musical aspect of it, you got to show up for this.
We had them on our show,
about a month ago. They're
awesome. Yeah. Grand Union. Six-piece. The
girl's voice is incredible. Spectacular.
Right. So that's tonight at Epic. And food's all included. Well, the tickets are free, so I guess you don't really care about that.
So we're giving those away tonight, Todd?
Yes, we are.
Two pairs?
We've got three pair to give away.
Three pair of tickets.
So if you'd like to go tonight, what we're going to do is I'm going to have you text in right now. We'll give you a chance to win. We'll put them at the door for you tonight.
Yeah, I'll bring
them there. Let me ask you
this. I got to set up. So
okay, so Spencer's painting. Are you actually going to bring that there tonight?
Yep. I parked out here, so yes, I'm going to take it there.
Okay, can we do one thing?
I'm on setup committee.
Let's do this. Let's get an opening bid for a listener.
No, I put a minimum bid on there already. 500? Yep, I did.
Okay.
I did. So it's on. I got that. You will really like what we put for the... Talking about Spencer. I got a picture of him painting it with the cleats. So if anybody wants to bid $500, that's the opening bid for that. That's an unbelievable 3x4.
Mind the mirror back after this.
98.3 and 96.5 WISS, home of Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
Dive into a world of relaxation and serenity with Ocean Breeze CBD and Vapor in Berlin.
take a moment to explore their collection from artisan pipes to fragrant incense, each item curated to elevate your senses. Immerse yourself in the smooth satisfaction of their disposable nicotine cartridges that last over 15,000 puffs, on sale now for $18.99. They'll even elevate your experience by ordering special request items from their trusted wholesalers. So unwind, relax, and indulge at Ocean Breeze CBD and Vapor in Berlin.
Do the words free cheesesteaks for a year grab your attention? Because they should. Hey, it's Amanda with another new Wisco 411 for you, brought to you by Area 509 in Appleton. And Wednesday, April 23rd, is your opportunity to win some free cheesesteaks for a whole year. And all you got to do is be early and stand in line at Oshkosh's grand opening of the original Steaks and Hoagies. It starts at 10:30 a.m. and the entire weekend, they're going to have chances to win other great prizes like a 65-inch TV. So go to WISS.FM and click events to find out more.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. In recent months, Milwaukee health officials have uncovered significant lead hazards in city schools, mostly due to lead-based paint. Several schools have now been closed as the problem has been found to be more widespread. In late March, city officials formally requested help from the CDC, but in doing so, they learned that the CDC's entire lead program had been eliminated by Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. This is a major problem. Children in the state's largest city are being exposed to lead poisoning at their schools, and the Trump administration is not only refusing to provide assistance, they are eliminating the entire lead program that would help in cases like this one. Now, state and local officials must step up to do something for these kids, since Trump and RFK Jr. are gutting federal support. Milwaukee's children deserve better.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
This is 98.3 and 96.5 WISS, home of Mino and the Mayor.
You may ask yourself, what is that beautiful house?
So before we get back to the show, I just want to let you know, I'll give you all the details clearly and concisely. Tonight is the show, doors opening up at 5 o'clock at the Epic Event Center. Honky Tonk Hoedown Boots, Brims, and Bourbon. That is Grand Union, and you can go see them tonight. This event helps the new community shelter, and it's going to be great music all night long. If you'd like to get a pair of tickets right now, text in, download the Civic Media app, choose the station WGBW or WISS, click on the talk button, say, hey, I want to go tonight. We'll put a pair of tickets for you at the door at the Epic Center tonight. Again, doors open up at 5 o'clock.
And I think we should play every bumper music, something with Honky Tonk.
I will do my best. That's a good idea.
It's a great song. You know what my all-time, if you had to listen to one song right before you die, okay, you got one song. You ever think about that? What would you listen to?
I don't think about that.
Mine would be Sympathy for the Devil. Pleased to meet you. Won't you guess my name? What's troubling you is the nature of my game.
You're going to have your kids listen to that in church?
No, that'd be my last one. What I'm listening to.
Oh, yeah.
But a Honky Tonk Woman by the Rolling Stones would be great to play today, Todd.
All right. I'll pull that up.
And then you know what else I want? Ravishing Ruby. Tom T. Hall. Ravishing Ruby. She was a truck stop child. Born in the back. Mm. No, you don't know that song? Ravishing Ruby? Tom T. Hall? No. Todd?
No.
Okay. Well, anyway, yes. Happy Friday, too. It's a beautiful day out there. 50 degrees in Green Bay. Negligible wind. Negligible. Appleton 48. Oshkosh is 50. Forecast cloudy with showers possible. Storms coming up today. Did it rain last night when all that thunder was happening?
A little bit of rain, yeah.
Man, that was crazy thunder.
Yeah.
High in the mid-60s?
Nope.
50s.
Yeah. Mid-60s.
All right. Mid-60s.
That's what the report said.
Really? That's awesome.
Wow. I thought that was like mid-60s today.
Yeah.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah. And yeah.
Okay, you know, I'm gonna announce something. I'm going to announce a medical problem I got.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, well, let's just get a series. Find some. Maybe we'll use the music to...
Which medical problem do you want to hear about?
St. Elsewhere.
I got a lot of them.
Was that a medical thing?
St. Elsewhere was a great show.
Was
show.
Was that medical?
Oh, my God. St. Elsewhere was on one of the greatest lineups of TV history.
Was that law? Was that medical?
Yeah, it was medical.
Okay, so we could do that because you have a medical issue every week. So maybe that would be our bumper music. Okay, go ahead.
Do you know who one of the young intern doctors was that got a start in that show? Denzel Washington.
Oh, really?
I remember that.
That was a great show, St. Elsewhere.
It got a little weird.
It got weird down the stretch.
Yeah.
Especially the ending. Do you remember the ending, Todd?
Yes.
that the whole thing was a kid looking in a snow globe and he made it all up.
Yeah.
I hate those kind of endings.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This but is it was an amazing Thursday night lineup because it would be Hill Street Blues,
yep,
Saint Elsewhere, and Cheers.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
That was one of the greatest lineups, I think, in TV history. Don't you?
Yeah, that's a good lineup. Yes. I don't know that I watched all three.
Longtime classic shows. St. Elsewhere, Hill Street Blues.
And here's what's interesting about that.
Yeah.
All three of those theme songs, Hill Street Blues, St. Elsewhere, and Cheers, all were on the top charts on the radio stations.
Wow.
Really?
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah,
that's
true. Yeah.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
That's, hey, those are the days of radio where like a TV show's soundtrack could be a number one hit.
Yeah, and then you'd play the Carpenters, and then maybe a little bit later on you'd play AC/DC.
Isn't that crazy how that used to be? And it was all AM. Hey, welcome back. AM 1592 here on WGBW. How about a little St. Elsewhere? Coming at you Thursday night. Did you see that last night? Great episode. How about that young Denzel Washington? I think that kid has a future. I mean, that was a great era. Man.
And William Daniels was
William
in that,
Daniels,
right?
Yep.
And he was the voice of Kit, the car.
You're right.
Yeah.
In Knight Rider?
Knight Rider.
And Knight
later on, he was on Boy Meets World.
Yep. David Morse was in that. David Morse became a big-time actor. Who else? There's somebody else that made it big. But, I mean, Denzel Washington made... Oh, I know who.
Ed Begley Jr. was in that.
Howie Mandel.
Howie Mandel.
That's who it was, yeah.
Who else was in this show?
I mean, it was an incredible collection of young actors at the time who all made it big. But Hill Street Blues was a great show, though, too. Remember that?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Not like you, but yeah, I do remember it.
Great show. So anyway, welcome. It is Friday. It is Good Friday, which Jim and I were talking when you're back in the old Catholic faith was the worst day of the year.
And
I don't mean that in a bad way. I'm just saying it's like you were all in or you weren't.
It was the strictest day of the year.
And
we both grew up in pretty strict Catholic families. And I think a lot of people listening remember that, but that from 12 to 3, you couldn't talk.
Nope.
And then you're in mass a lot. Yeah. Oh, it was starvation day. But we remember it, so I guess it did do some good. But man, that was a long day serving. And like you said, standing and
kneeling. You just have to kneel for like hours. You got to protect the crypt or whatever. It's like, you know what? Somebody wants to come in, go ahead. I'm just going to sit here for a while. Yeah, I agree. So again, today's Animal Cracker Day. Nobody likes them.
I love them.
Exercise Day, something I, you know what? Yeah. Every day is exercise day.
You know, they honor us today.
Yeah.
No, the next one, they honor us.
Oh, Amateur Radio Day. Wow. I didn't even see Todd.
That's not really us.
I know.
Right? Those are the guys.
Are there CBs, still ham radio operators?
They are. Yes. They have an event here in Green Bay every year.
Seriously?
They do over on the east side. And I go to that and they set up their little radios. And it's a small club, but it's a club.
Is that what our guys in Finland do, Todd? To hear us?
No, those are just long distance listeners on AM radio.
Yeah, no.
Little different.
Yeah. No, these guys have a club. It's still active. Small, but an active club.
Okay, can I just ask? Because I don't mean to like burst the day. Other day. Couldn't you just pick up a cell phone and call the person in like Tahiti or someplace?
You can't ask them that stuff. Okay. They like their equipment.
Here's the thing that's really interesting, though. In like really bad crisis situations when there's no cell phone coverage and stuff like that, these are the men and women who actually keep that communication line going.
Yeah, so. I know. I agree with that.
Yeah.
I just didn't know if technology has kind of like made them...
Obsolete.
Yeah. Kind of like albums are obsolete, but you still like them, right?
Yeah. You can always tell they'd have the big antenna in their garage. Remember?
Or driving down the road and they had that big antenna kind of swooping over their car.
Duke Wright.
That's right.
Duke was big into that. He was huge. It's actually pretty fascinating talking about the different places they would. Somebody from Fiji all of a sudden would. Yeah. But you're right. Ham radio operators have. It's been a big thing. Marbles Day. You still love. Remember going to school with your sack of marbles?
It
wasn't that big.
The coolest looking.
Yeah.
Steel.
Steelies.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're always jealous of the kids whose dad had certain jobs in the mines because they would have the ball bearings. They have to replace ball bearings. And the ball bearings then were the steelies that you would use. So they would come to school with the, you know. Oh, honky tonk woman. Met her. Love this song.
Start tapping those boots there, Jim.
Oh, I'm tapping.
Right. Yeah.
I got the boots.
Yeah. That's Memphis.
folks. The right music. It's going to be fun tonight.
The old Rolling Stones are amazing. They're going to be playing that at your hoedown tonight.
Yeah, no.
We're going to start a quick break. We had a great lineup for you. Mind of the Man breakfast.
From Oshkosh to Nina, this is 98.3 WISS. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
A recent report has come out showing the trends within the fast food industry. I'm Ben Jarbo with the Midwest Farm Report, and coming up next, we will talk with Cody Koster, a dairy analyst and broker with Everag, to see what is happening within that fast food industry and what that means for agriculture.
Giving back, it's at the heart of the Wisconsin farmer, and it starts with supporting the backbones of our community. That's why the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board invests in soy foam for our firefighters. Soy foam TF1122 is the first and only firefighting foam green screen certified at the gold level. As a PFAS-free firefighting foam, it's safe for you and the environment. A safe future for your community. Thanks to your soy checkoff. Learn more at wisoybean.org.
Welcome back. I'm Ben Jarbo with the Midwest Farm Report. Now let's take a listen in with Cody Koster to see what is happening within the fast food industry.
Quarter one earnings from like McDonald's, Wendy's, Chick-fil-A, fast food restaurants that use a lot of dairy products, especially the barrel for their cheese on burgers and such, was down. It was down significantly. Different companies reported 6 to 8. The highest I saw was 10% year over year. But I think because of the tariffs going on, a lot more people are holding monies in their pocket, maybe not going out to eat as much. If they went out 3 times a week, I've heard some people try to cut that back to 1 just because they're trying to save the money in case we go into a recession, which is kind of everyone's general fear when these tariffs originally were put on a few weeks ago.
Koster says that with fast food restaurants being a huge supporter of U.S. agriculture, this could come to hurt producers in the end. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Ben Jarbo, and we'll take a look at some agriculture news right after this.
Did you know soybean diseases like white mold and sudden death syndrome can survive in your soil even after rotating crops? Prevention of these diseases is a constant battle, and yield loss from an infection can be devastating. The right management plan makes all the difference. Keep your beans safe this spring with Heads Up Seed Treatment. Heads Up guards your seed from both white mold and SDS. Stay protected and profitable by asking your seed dealer for Heads Up. Learn more at headsupst.com.
I'm Ben Jarbo with the Midwest Farm Report. Now let's take a look at some agriculture news. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection is looking for nominations of producers for the Wisconsin Cranberry Board. These nominations must be in by May 30th. In other news, the Wisconsin Custom Operator Survey is going through some changes. It will now be directly ran through the University of Wisconsin-Madison Division of Extension. With the look at your agriculture news from the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Ben Jarbo.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
It is going to be mostly cloudy with scattered showers or even an isolated thunderstorm today. A couple of isolated stronger storms are also possible, so be weather aware today. Our high in the mid-60s. Tonight, we're going to drop to 40. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 55. Easter Sunday, partly cloudy with a high of 51. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 51.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
And from Chippewa Falls.
What are Republicans voting for? If they're not voting for Medicare, Medicaid, clean energy, clean water.
Tax cuts for billionaires. You wouldn't get a lot of votes for that. So you have to create an enemy. And somebody says, blame all these people like women and immigrants and black and brown folks. Your brain will sometimes want to accept that because it's the easiest of off ramps to all of the anxiety and existential fear that you've got.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Moving soon to its new time. Weekdays 4 until 6 on Civic Media and on the app.
Child abuse is not a bad parent problem.
And the causes may be different than you think.
You see, paid family leave.
That prevents child abuse.
And high-quality, affordable child care.
Prevents child abuse, too.
Prevent Child Abuse America promotes programs and resources informed by science that help communities, parents, and kids thrive.
Because when we keep families out of crisis,
we prevent child abuse
from ever happening.
Go to preventchildabuse.org to learn more.
Let's solve child abuse before it ever happens.
The Dr. Kristen Lierley Show.
This week, we are talking with Emmy award-winning journalist and Green Bay gal Kelly Peterson and Lana Nyland, founder and CEO of Ukrainian Patriot.
Saturday and Sunday afternoons at 3 on WGBW and WISS.
Green Bay gal Kelly Peterson and Lana Nyland, founder and CEO of Ukrainian Patriot.
Saturday and Sunday afternoons at 3 on WGBW and WISS.
For WGBW and WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. The Wisconsin Timber Rattlers, the Milwaukee Brewers affiliate, will be sold to Diamond Baseball Holdings. As part of the transaction, DBH is also purchasing the Neuroscience Group Field at Fox City Stadium. That's been the team's home ballpark since it opened in 1995. The existing office staff will continue to operate with the club. The sale will be complete as soon as closing conditions and consent from the league is obtained. Oshkosh police are looking for the owner of a deceased dog found in a dumpster this week. Police say the medium-sized black female dog was found in a metal dog kennel and was severely emaciated. They believe the dog was between 3 and 4 years old. OPD said in a press release, quote, "Animal cruelty and neglect will not be tolerated in our community. These acts are both inhumane and unacceptable," end quote. Anyone with information about the dog or its owner is asked to call the Oshkosh PD or Winnebago County Crime Stoppers. A Mishicot High School PE teacher and coach is facing charges of sexually assaulting students and taking inappropriate photos of them. 36-year-old Ryan Schrader has not yet been formally charged, but was in Manitowoc County Court Thursday for a bond hearing where a $150,000 cash bail was set. He faces charges of second-degree sexual assault of a child, repeated sexual assault of the same child, sexual assault of a child by school staff, 10 counts of possession of child pornography, and charges of child enticement for conduct happening between 2023 and 2025. Schrader will make his initial court appearance Monday. I'm Lisa Hale for WGBW and WISS News. For news anytime, visit civicmedia.us.
Take Mino and the Mayor with you anywhere. Download the Civic Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store and text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app. Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here. Good-looking Friday morning. We made it till Friday. It is Good Friday. We had Easter weekend. We got a little thing called the NFL Draft coming to town. What a big, big time it is to be in Northeast Wisconsin. And we've got somebody right now that is the voice and the face of helping people in Northeast Wisconsin. And her name is Vanessa Moran. Good morning, young lady.
Good morning. Good morning. You are so kind. You flatter me way too much. I will tell you, you know, there's a lot of big things coming up. Yeah, the draft, but we also have a big event to raise awareness for autism. So that's what I'm here to talk about today. So I can't wait to share a little bit about this event with you. It's super near and dear to my heart. My students founded it 14 years ago, and we're still running strong.
I was going to get to the thing. You know, we today is Animal Cracker Day, which are so overrated, correct?
No. They're great.
Oh. Vanessa?
Vanessa, they're great.
No.
Yeah. Okay, good.
Well, right. Thanks a lot, Vanessa. Having you here.
All right.
Have a nice day. Vanessa, today is exercise day. You always say you and I are going to, like, walk exercise-wise and we never have.
And Vanessa does it every day.
You know what? I do. I know. My daughter and I do a plank challenge every day, which is pathetic.
Jim and I do plank challenges every day.
We walk the plank.
Every day.
Did you see Jim's cowboy boots, Vanessa?
Do I what?
Did you see his cowboy boots?
We have an event tonight.
Todd put it up on his screen.
We have an event tonight, Vanessa. So I
hold down.
So I
he's wearing ostrich skin cowboy boots.
I just messaged them to you. They are in your messenger, Vanessa, so you can see them.
They're not rattlesnake.
I don't know what they are. Anyway, so yes, it's
but what I was getting at today is Autism Acceptance Day.
Yes, 2 miles for autism. Yes,
yes. So,
you know
go
what?
Ahead.
I actually didn't know that. I'm so thankful that you shared that with me.
Well, that's we're professionals, Vanessa.
April is Autism Awareness Month. Hey,
show prep.
Hey,
show
prep. Today is Amateur Radio Day, and we're professionals.
That's right. Yeah. So
go ahead. Glad we could help you out on your project, all right. Vanessa.
All right, tell us about it.
There's so many things I want to say about that last comment, but I'm just going to keep them to myself. Right.
Do that.
We don't have a lot of time.
Good idea.
Go right ahead.
No, you guys are truly the pros. I'm so thankful for this time. So, no, it really, so I really didn't know that. So thank you for sharing it with me. Second of all, thank you for giving me this time because it is Easter weekend. And because of that, we didn't realize that when we planned the date of the event, we had to take into consideration a lot of other things, including another walk called the NEW Donate Life Walk, which started the year after us in the Howard-Somico School District, and also the State Autism Awareness Conference, which led us to this weekend, not really realizing it's Easter. So we typically have anywhere between 500 and 1,000 people attend. And this year, our numbers are down, and we understand that it's Easter. But if anyone is looking for something great and just super fun to do, super fast to do tomorrow morning, we just wanted to help spread the word. And it's tomorrow at Meadowbrook Elementary School, which is in the Howard-Somico School District. It's the school I used to teach at. Mm-hmm. And so up in the corner, my old classroom is there. And 14 years ago, my students had the courage to rally around one of my other students named Miles. The event is named after one of my former students who is now just doing some amazing work. He's an adult. He's taller than me, which is wild. His mom and dad have been just a huge part of this and done all the work behind this right alongside of me. And we just would love to get as many people there as possible. 9 a.m., show up at Meadowbrook Elementary School. It's just a two-mile, hence the name, 2 miles for autism, two-mile run walk right in the beautiful Howard-Somico area. And that's it. If anyone comes, even if they haven't just registered day of event or walk up, we still order them a t-shirt post-event, which is really kind of unheard of. It's just whatever we have, you get. When they run out, they run out. No, we take all your registration information, and we still will order a second shirt so you can be a part of it. And why we do that is because we know that those t-shirts help, you know, when people see those, it helps raise awareness.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
So is Miles going to be there?
Absolutely. And actually, the event started right around his birthday. It was actually held on his birthday the very first year. And we always have cake and cupcakes and all kinds of food. We have a lot of great sponsors that just, you know, make this a great event, and little door prizes and giveaways at the end. And really, we're gearing up for next year already because it'll be our 15th year, and we want to do a big celebration for it. So super easy to just walk up. Meadowbrook Elementary School, so you get there on 8:45 tomorrow morning. Registration is only $15 per participant.
And where does this go, Vanessa? You know, I gotta say something. Okay, you've been a teacher, school board. I mean, a lot of different things, a lot of different hats. But there's a certain something with you. I mean, you obviously don't make any money with autism.
No.
You don't make any money feeding your starting
every
children.
Every time he stays in the Howard-Somico School District, it goes back to supporting students with autism, training for paraprofessionals and teachers so they can better support students with autism. Every penny stays in the district.
Where does your passion come from? I mean, the feeding the starving children, the autism, you don't make a dime off of any of these things. I mean, you probably spend a couple $1,000s a year just in the different things, doing things. Where does that passion come from? Because we deal with a lot of people that work for nonprofits, which is phenomenal, and they raise tremendous amounts of money. But that's their job. You do this on the side of everything else you got going on.
Yeah.
Where does that come from?
Honestly, just a heart to serve. That's it. I mean, my nephew has autism. So when I was a teacher, it was just something that I felt like, you know, from a professional standpoint and a personal standpoint, I could relate to the families, the students. You know, obviously, I don't know it firsthand, but witnessing it and watching people struggle with acceptance, watching people struggle just from an academic standpoint, it broke my heart. And I was so thankful, and I will always be thankful that I had the opportunity to have Miles in my classroom. I've been thankful to have every student I've had in my classroom, but there's something special that these students with exceptionalities teach you. And just knowing and understanding and seeing how much value they add and just how special and unique they are in so many ways, not just, you know, necessarily a disability that just, you know, defines them. That's not what defines Miles. That's never what defined any of my students with any types of exceptionalities. They're just, your heart is just with them. And so because of that, you'll do anything for them. that's the same thing with Feed My Starving Children, right? When you realize and understand, even from a distance, from around the world, the peril that these children are facing, your heart just goes out. And if there's something we can do, why not step in and do it? And I've been lucky enough just to have those opportunities. It's not I've just been lucky to be able to be a part of the things I have been.
I just want to reset. So, Vanessa Moran, this would be the to the number two. Go ahead and do this, Vanessa, so I don't mess it up. 2 miles, the number four. So go ahead.
The number two,
yep.
Miles, spelled like his name, M-Y-L-E-S,
yep.
For autism.
The number four.
Is the name of the event.
Yes.
It's happening tomorrow, Saturday, April 19th, Meadowbrook Elementary School in the Howard Suamico School District. Be there around 8:45. We'll start everything off at 9 a.m. Come join us for a two-mile run walk. Help us raise awareness. Help us encourage acceptance. And the best part about it all, for only $15, that's the registration cost, you get an event T-shirt. It is not too late. People that pre-registered, fantastic. We're so glad we already have you down and know you're going to be there. People that just show up tomorrow, and I hope they come in droves after listening to this, you'll still get a shirt after the event. We still want you to have that as a token of appreciation, but also a way to help, obviously, foster awareness.
And outstanding.
The weather's good tomorrow. There's no rain tomorrow morning.
It is.
So
I know.
It's going to be great.
So lucky. Tomorrow, no rain, 50 degrees.
Right. So, you know, and it's a great way to start your weekend. A healthy way, nice walk, very friendly people. And, you know, they can make a donation while they're there as well. But the awareness and autism, we've had people on here. That's something that we need to get comfortable with. And I think that was really nice what you said about you learn as much from them as they do from all the good that you're doing as well. I mean, it's just something that... this awareness is so important when it comes to autism. So, yeah, thanks for all you're doing. And you do a lot, like Johnny said, but I think tomorrow's a very important day.
I heard Johnny. I'm going to be using that from now on. I like that.
It's kind of hot, isn't it? Let's be honest. Let's be honest.
All right, well, listen, you have fun in your cowboy boots tonight. Where are you going? Tell me about it.
At Epic, there's a fundraiser for the new community shelter where I work. It's a hoedown. We got a great band coming on that has been on our show here.
They're outstanding.
They really are.
They're amazing.
And you're both going to be in cowboy boots.
Well, John's going to be in church.
I'm sitting this one out.
Friday.
It's Good Friday. Shut up, Todd.
Church. Actually, he has a toothache. That's
wow.
Why anyway.
Hey, Vanessa, I want to talk a little bit more about some of the other things that you do in our community, because you are a true leader, and I'm not blowing smoke at you. But, I mean, aside from all the other things you do with your family and raising your kids and all this stuff. Actually, Jim was talking about you the other day about.
Marathon?
No.
I hope good
the
things.
Suzuki thing. Is it Suzuki? No.
Suzuki Violin Camp.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
That.
Yes, both of my children play violin. They both started with the Suzuki method.
Yeah. That's.
Yeah.
I didn't know that was such a big thing in the state of Wisconsin.
Oh.
It's not a huge thing. You don't hear about it a ton, but it's just a really great training method for beginning violin students.
But it's like a serious thing. Like, if you want to be serious about that, is I guess what I should say, right?
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. But the Abert Suzuki Center actually started in Wisconsin and Stevens Point. So every single year I take the kids out to Stevens Point. I live in a dorm. This is how much I love my children. I live in a dorm room with no air conditioning, shared toilets. It's maybe, you know, 50 square feet. Yeah. And we actually live on campus. We ride bikes. We sling our violins over our backpacks. And you just play music. All these different beautiful, beautiful, beautiful children from all over the country, all over the nation come. The world come, truly. And spend a week just making music.
And no disrespect to Stevens Point. It's just, if you said, where in the United States would you have the most serious Suzuki? But Stevens Point, I mean, if
Stevens
somebody
Point,
said,
Wisconsin.
I want to go and play hockey in college.
It's a great musical school, though.
That's
a great
what
school.
I mean. Yeah. People, I don't know if people realize Stevens Point is very well known for
and
that.
And Vanessa, what a concert they put on at the end of that week, huh?
Oh, they do. It's over at the Century Theater, which is just off campus. Yeah. And to see, I'm always blown away when I see a three-year-old play a Bach double.
Right.
Me too.
I can't even believe
that. I used to play a Bach double
I was six before I could do that.
Yeah, John's like, I love soccer. But I had that same experience my first year. But then we upgraded to the air conditioner and then two rooms, and then we ended up moving
you
over.
Stay there?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
And that she's part of it, though, is living that world, right, with the bicycles and going to the different teachers and, you know, with your kid. Because parents sit in.
I'm so glad you did that. That's such a neat thing. I had no idea about that.
Yeah, years and years. So, yeah. But that's fun.
Hey,
and
Vanessa.
Belts ice cream.
I am going to try to come to your event tomorrow.
Oh, I'd love that.
Just to show my support. I know, because I can't run right now because of my Achilles tendon thing. But if somebody wants to push me or do whatever, a little scooter, What?
There you go. Yeah. I love
I'm showing
it.
My
right.
support,
well, thank
people.
Thank you so much for the time. Have a great rest of your day, money. Okay?
Right, Meadowbrook Middle School, tomorrow morning, correct?
9 o'clock.
Close. Meadowbrook Elementary School.
That's what I meant.
Okay. Thanks, Vanessa.
Thanks, see ya.
Bye-bye.
This is 98.3 and 96.5 WISS, home of Matt and Air on Air.
Remembering Vietnam, brought to you by The Dispensary.
As a corpsman, you had to deal with a lot of difficult things. There was one time we brought this poor kid in, and there was hardly anything left to him. But he just wouldn't die. He would not quit. He kept hanging on for at least 20 minutes, and it just tore everybody up watching him. Just such a helpless feeling. As gruesome as it was, it could be good at times. It was actually an interesting job because one week I might be with a line company, another week with artillery, maybe a mortar unit. I moved around like that for almost 6 months, including 1 2-week tour with the Swift boats. Their corpsman got wounded, so I filled in. Those guys were crazy. I'm telling you, wow. The tension you pull up to search a boat, just thick, thick tension all the time. Jim Barlament, Marine Corpsman, United States Navy.
Hear this complete story at WISS.FM. Click on Remembering Vietnam. Brought to you by The Dispensary. Online at TheD8Dispensary.com.
Ready.
While the teams get ready to choose their top draft pick, you can help Mino and the Mayor choose their top craft pick.
Northeast Wisconsin is home to amazing breweries, wineries, cideries, and distilleries, and we need your help picking the best.
We've drafted 10 of our favorites, but which local craft beverage creator will go to number one? That's up to you. Top craft pick creators include Fifth Ward Brewing Company in Oshkosh, New Denmark Brewing, Duck Creek Distillery and Winery in Denmark, and Captain's Walk Winery in Green Bay. Vote for your favorite now by logging on WISS.FM and click on Mino and the Mayor's Top Craft Pick. When you vote, you'll enter a random drawing to win $250 in gift cards from participating craft creators. Don't wait. Voting ends Friday, April 18th. Log on WISS.FM and click on Mino and the Mayor's Top Craft Pick and vote right now. Mino and the Mayor's Top Craft Pick, drafting Northeast Wisconsin's finest one sip at a time.
This is 98.3 and 96.5 WISS, home of Mino and the Mayor.
Keep talking, honey, baby. We'll go honky tonking round this town.
For you, Jim. We're doing this for you. Lisa.
Right on. Right on pitch.
Lisa. You ever go to any honky tonks in Louisiana, Lisa?
There's nothing but honky tonks in Louisiana.
That's where they started.
Just asking. How are you, young lady?
I'm young lady. Boy, thank you.
What is going on in downtown Oshkosh at your beautiful studios down there?
Looks like a storm is coming through.
Yeah, it is getting, it's almost getting darker than later.
Yeah, it got considerably darker here. At first, it was an orangey, yellowy glow.
Yeah.
And now it's considerably darker. So I think we're getting a storm coming through. What's going on with you?
Well, you tell us what's going on with New Wisco Weekend.
Oh, I'm so glad we're going right into that. Yeah. New Wisco Weekend this
weekend.
That's
the way we do it. We don't screw around.
Yeah, you do all the time. So New Wisco Weekend this weekend. We're focusing on Earth Day, Easter, and the NFL draft. So, you know, we've kind of got a wide variety of stuff, but a lot of conversation on activities that are happening around the NFL draft connected to Earth Day. There's some stuff happening over at Bay Beach. There's some stuff happening at the Fox River Trail with the Fox Wolf Watershed Alliance. So we're talking about that. We've also got, of course, a feature on the NFL draft from Conrad Krieger. And let's see, we've got stories on the shipbuilding industry here in Wisconsin, spring wildfires, and yeah.
What about the Earth Day?
Cleaning what about up? Earth Day?
The cleanup?
What about the cleanup? No, I just mentioned it.
I know, the Earth Day. Do you have cleanups in Oshkosh, Green Bay, Appleton?
Well, the Green Bay, the Earth Day cleanups I'm talking about are happening on the Fox River Trail up in the Green Bay area. on
We did that
Tuesday.
Last year. Remember that?
Yeah.
Well, this isn't the big Fox Wolf Watershed Alliance cleanup. This is what they're calling the preseason cleanup that is in connection to the draft. NFL Green, which is the NFL's environmental arm, is going to be helping out with that.
At least I'm not just blowing someone. You guys cover such a wide range of topics. It's amazing.
Well, I mean, there's lots of stuff happening in New Wisco, and it's not just, you know, politics and stuff. There's great news happening and great things happening in our area. And it's really fun to talk about.
You know, Jim and I were talking about, we're both two old guys who haven't like done enough in Wisconsin. And you know what I mean? We travel to Arizona, go to Mexico, go to wherever. But we're talking about some areas of Wisconsin are so cool that we don't quite appreciate.
Oh, Wisconsin's got so much that's unappreciated and really needs to be highlighted. And that's part of what I try to do with New Wisco Weekend. We've got a great team that talks about the wonderful things here in our state.
What would be your favorite place, Lisa? If you can't head to, I know you love Oshkosh, it's a great area, but if you had to go to like some other area and not even make a living, like you won the lottery, which part of Wisconsin would you live in?
That is such a good question. And if I won the lottery and had my druthers and could live anywhere in this state, there is a small town in, or a small city, I should say, in Fond du Lac County that I would probably gravitate to because I absolutely love that city. But then again, I'm also very fond of the Fox Valley and the Fox Cities. So I don't know. I love this area so much. It would have to be in this area.
Okay.
But trust me, if I had $1 million and could live anywhere, it would be here in Wisconsin.
Right. I like that area, like around I don't like Madison itself. The city. I hate driving around it and the whole Madison thing. But some of those small towns outside of Madison with like 30, 40 miles with the rolling hillsides. I like that area.
But you want to have access to the games. The Badger games. You know what I mean?
Oh, like, that'd still be great.
I know, that's drive what I'm saying. I would have to be...
But like, not deal with the other parts.
But if you want to live like way up in northern Michigan where there's nothing. In northern Wisconsin.
That's what we were talking yesterday about. How far would you have a cabin?
Exactly.
You don't want it more than an hour and a half away.
And that lady that's 3 hours away, it's like, that's pretty far.
And that's where I am for the UP. It's like, it's just a little too far. Todd, what would yours be?
For getting away and going someplace.
Or if you won the lottery.
Yeah.
And you could just have a studio in your house.
Yep.
Build a studio. But the area you would live in, what would it be?
Ooh, I haven't really thought about that, to be honest with you.
Well, what if you won the lottery, but what if you could just save enough money to do it?
Or
you
whatever,
I'm just saying, but we talk
the
about...
The odds of me winning the lottery are better than me saving up enough money.
That's true.
That's what my life is. Come on.
Yeah.
I would say...
That's what I'm banking on.
Southwestern Wisconsin, maybe. You know, the Driftless area. I like that
exactly.
A lot.
Yes. Yeah. A little more terrain.
Yeah. A little bit more terrain. It's very nature, but there's, you know, some great towns and cities out there as well. So New Wisco Weekend is this weekend, 8 a.m. on Saturday, 11 o'clock on Sunday. And then also on Sunday, some other local programming is Lean Local with Jim Schmidt.
And we kind of focus on the draft as well. We've got everything from transit to the stadium view, parks director. And because people, Johnny and I were talking, they just... There's so much going on, and I don't think there's one good source where it's all happening. We have Aaron Popke. I know you talked to him, but it's like there's a lot going on, and I think people need to write down, this is what I think we're going to do. And obviously Thursday is the day to be at the draft because that's if you're into the draft, that's the most exciting day. If you just want to see the draft, go Saturday because there's going to be a lot more elbow room there. But, you know, you look at the stadium view has no parking there. They just took all 4.5 acres. It's... 3 stages, 13 bands. It's incredible what they're doing. And there's just a lot of cool things going on, especially downtown. And I know Appleton has a lot of things going on. They're shuttling people in. They have a mile of music. It's a scaled down version, but there's just a lot of cool things going on. It's just hopefully people take advantage of this. I mean, we set it up for tourism as well, but I mean, we live here. Why not take advantage of it?
And that is what time?
Oh, my show's on at 1 o'clock Sundays.
There you go.
WGBW. It's going to be fun.
Excellent.
So tune in all day Sunday.
The whole day.
Why not?
Lisa, we only got 20 seconds. When you worked in Louisiana, how many of the guys you worked with wore cowboy boots?
Like what?
I think Lisa wore cowboy boots. To be honest.
I did. I had cowboy boots.
Lisa Hale, New Wisco Weekend. You're awesome. Your show is awesome.
This is the Fox Valley's Real News and Great Conversation, WISS.
Earl Ingram.
Tomorrow on the Earl Ingram Show, I'm thrilled to have my friend and co-host Sandy Williams back with me. Sandy and I will engage in a deep conversation about the most significant issues of the week.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings at 9.
Chef Jeff Grunder with a dinner tip you won't want to miss. The Machine Shed's Parmesan Crusted America's Cut. It's seriously amazing. We start with a juicy grilled pork loin and top it with a Parmesan crust made from real butter, roasted garlic, grated Parmesan, parsley, cracked peppercorns, and toasted breadcrumbs. We bake it to a golden brown and drizzle with white wine sauce. It's a game changer. Trust me. Head to the shed tonight. Fox River Drive. Appleton.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. This is WISS Berlin Oshkosh and WZBU New Holstein Appleton, the Fox Valley's Real News and Great Conversation, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Students at Florida State University are talking about the mass shooting on Friday that left two people dead and another four wounded.
I heard about like 12 shots go off like in my vicinity, like probably around like 300 feet from me.
Blake Leonard, one of the hundreds of students who had to be evacuated from the campus in Tallahassee. Police say the gunman was the stepson of a local sheriff's deputy. Secretary of State Marco Rubio says if no progress is made between Russia and Ukraine in the near future, the U.S. may simply walk away from ceasefire negotiations.
We are now reaching a point where we need to decide and determine whether this is even possible or not, which is why we're engaging both sides.
Rubio speaking to reporters in Paris after a day of talks among U.S., Ukrainian, and European officials. Maryland Democratic Senator Chris Van Hollen says he has met with Kilmer Abrego Garcia, the man mistakenly sent to El Salvador by the Trump administration. The White House says there's nothing it can do. This is ABC News.